Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Plus Model Radio, the number one podcast for plus-size women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis, coming to you live from Los Angeles. Today is Monday, March 8th, 2010. The new Plus Model Radio website was launched last week and is getting rave reviews. If you haven't already, make sure you check out the new website at www.plusmodelradio.com. And we have our second Plus Model Radio supporter on the website, the Miss Plus Diva pageant. It's a new pageant seeking contestant size 12 and up in Baltimore, Maryland, and you can find the link to them as well as the other supporters on the website. And if you are a Plus Model Radio supporter and want to get your link on the website and get a shout out on the show, just go to the website and sign up. It's free and easy. And we are holding a contest for a brand new theme song for Plus Model Radio. We have already received some great songs and will be accepting submissions until the end of the month. So visit the website to submit and for more info. And I got an email today from Sue Rock Original asking for our help. It says, if we are unable to raise $25,000 in the next month, we will have to close our doors. The building we are currently in is running at a deficit and on the verge of losing the utilities. We need your help. Here is how you can help. Stop by the studio and drop off your contribution. You can also send donations to us via PayPal at SueRockOriginals@yahoo.com. Or make your check out to Sue Rock Originals Everyone, Inc. and mail it to Sue Rock Originals Everyone, Inc., 50 East 18th Street, Apartment 88, Brooklyn, New York, 11226. Thank you for your generosity, Sue Rock. And so they do a lot of great work with women affected by domestic violence. So if you are in the position to give, definitely help out your sister. And as I mentioned on last week's show, we have four new contributors to Plus Model Radio. Today, Sage was scheduled to be on the show, but her flight was delayed, and she's probably in the air right now and won't be able to make it on the show tonight. But we still have Amy from Madison Plus giving us the latest scoop in the industry, so definitely stay tuned for that. And as always, we've got a fantastic show for you this evening. Coming up later on the show are Denise Best and Lauren Cohen. But up first is Tasha Hill. After taking a two-year hiatus, Big Girls United is back and better than ever. Brooklyn-based designer Tasha Hill decided to collaborate with her sister Janine Ferguson, a plus-size model extraordinaire, to revamp BGU. Each sister takes on a special role when designing for the collection. They have such different styles when it comes to designing. Tasha's style is sassy, vintage, and sexy conservative, and Janine is straight, sexy, and loves body-conscious garments. Even though the sisters have collaborated before, BGU will always remain a trendy, contemporary, ready-to-wear collection for the stylish, curvy fashionista who likes to keep up with the ever-changing styles in the world of fashion. BGU has given the modern curvy woman options like bright, vibrant colors, bold prints, patterns, and dresses that will show off all the right curves as well as trendy pieces in each collection. Women no longer have to hide behind black and can finally show off their playful side. whenever they are wearing BGU. Their philosophy is to unite all women of different ethnic backgrounds who embrace their curves, who are self-confident and secure with their bodies and what they see in the mirror. BGU has and always will represent a lifestyle of trend setting and not a size. So let's welcome Tasha to the show.
Hi, Tasha. Hi, Shanice. Hi, LA.
And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. Shanice, I love that intro song.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
So cute.
Now, tell us, how did you get your start in the fashion industry?
Okay. It all actually happened by accident. I was a student in school, and I actually wanted to do PR work. The fashion design thing just happened all by accident. I started out with a couple of partners. We threw our first show, and then it just took off from there.
So you, after you discovered that you wanted to be a designer, did you switch your classes, or it was something that you just learned on your own?
Well, actually, the classes were collaborated. So you took business and design. So they, like, forced both of them on you so you could just basically make a decision. And
okay.
All of my projects, I had to produce garments. I didn't have a bodice at home. I worked. I was a full-time mother, so I had my sister. So all my projects ended up being plus size, and that's when I found something special.
So why did you want to make a clothing line especially for plus-size women?
Well, again, it goes back to my sister. She was home. That was my dress mannequin for all my projects, and she always had me making stuff. And then people will always ask her, Jeannie, where did you get this outfit? Who made this for you? Where did you get that? And it was always me, and then I started getting orders, and then I really got into it.
And so how close do you work with your sister on this clothing line?
I don't make a move without her. I listen to her because at the end of the day, she's the one with all the curves. Actually, all my friends, I'm like the only skinny chick in the whole group, and everybody has these curves, and so does my family. So I'm just surrounded by what I see, so I listen to them.
But you can make something for yourself if you wanted to, huh?
I could, but I rarely do. I'm the last person to get something out of it. Honestly, I think that most people think that, oh, I make everything for myself, but I hardly don't. It always goes to my sister and my friends first.
Well, you recently relaunched, well, had a relaunch. Now, did you just relaunch your website, or was it your entire clothing line?
I relaunched the website, and then we added new pieces on it as well.
Okay, so it was like some of the favorites that were the popular things you brought back and added some more to it.
Yes, we added more colors, and then we just revamped it and did a whole bunch of new pieces as well. But the launch of the site is brand new.
And so what types of clothing are included in your collections for those listening that's not familiar with your line?
Okay, well, everything that we have has a lot of bright, bold colors, and it's very body conscious. The ladies seem to love the jumpers, so that was our thing when I started again to revamp the website. So we have jumpers again, lots of animal prints, and just stuff that shows off the curves very nicely.
And what is the size and price range that you carry?
Okay. The sizes start at a 12, and it goes up to a size 28, and we have prices anywhere from $99 to $300.
Okay. Now, with the sizes, can you do any custom orders, like if somebody wants something bigger or smaller, or is this you have to stick to what's on the website?
I try to stick to what's on the website unless it's for an artist or someone in the entertainment industry,
then
get
you
I will
press.
Custom make. Yes.
So that's understandable.
I did have to do that, yeah.
And so the price range, you said up to $300. Now, what would be something that's $300? Is it because of the material, or is it like a after five, or what?
It would be because of the materials used. Most likely that would probably be required with silk and crystal embellishments in the detailing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what, talk it up to that.
What makes your clothing line stand out from others?
I would have to say for right now, the colors and the fit and being that everything is so body conscious right now. I don't have a lot of the flowy dresses going on, the traditional maxi. Everything is form fitting. So you have to really be in shape and have your body up, you know, just be in shape basically to wear the garments because it's going to show off all your curves.
Yeah, and definitely the colors because one day I was looking for a yellow dress and I couldn't hardly find a plus size yellow dress anywhere. And I saw it on your website, but I wasn't in the same city to get it the same day. Now I was like, ah, I wish they were a little closer.
Yeah, that's the Neffy dress. Yes, isn't it pretty?
Yes, it's beautiful. And
you.
I had the opportunity to see some of the pieces in person because you were in the Love Your Body Day fashion show last year.
Yes,
and,
thank you for having us.
Yes, and, you know, it was a hit in the fashion show. We really loved your clothing.
Thank you.
Now,
the pictures were awesome, too.
Oh, good. I'm glad you had a chance to see them. Now, are you ever looking for models for your website or fashion shows? Because I know your clothing line and you guys are active in the community. You're always doing something and always participating in the show.
Well, sometimes when we participate in certain events, we'll hold a model cast in, but, like, we're never, like, specifically looking for new models or new faces. But if they show up and they're down for the cause, we'll always give them callbacks to join that group when we need to throw in another show here or when they just need a girl or two here.
Because your sister would be the main model for the line, right?
Yes, she is the face of BGU, yes.
Right. And if you ever are looking for models, where would that information be? Would it be on your website or on your blog, or how do you go about getting the word out?
Actually, both. We would most likely put it on the website first and then that blog. My sister's always blogging. And, you know, Facebook. We're always on Facebook, MySpace, but definitely the website and the blog.
Now, since you are smaller than plus size, I don't want to say skinny because you might have some curves on you, too.
Yeah, I do. Not a lot, but I do.
So how is the reaction, like when you go to these plus size events or the plus size models see you, do they look at you funny or do everybody welcome you with wide open arms?
At first, the reaction is always that I'm the help, that I'm there helping Jeannie. They pay me no attention, literally, until I take that standing ovation. And they're like, oh, my gosh, you're the designer? Yeah. Or once they hear the story, like, that's my sister, and that's the reason why I started designing for Plus. But usually they just think I'm the help.
You can't judge a book by its cover.
You can't.
Now, do you have anything coming up we can be on the lookout for?
Yes, I actually have three shows. This weekend we're going to be in Hartford, Connecticut, and it's a show called Fashion from the Heart, you know, just heart disease and awareness for women. And then we're doing Jewel Santana, the rapper, Miss Debbie. We love Miss Debbie, and she has these annual fashion shows, and we always participate with her. And that's like an urban fashion show. And then we have BK Fashion Weekend, which is something huge, huge here in New York City.
Okay. And now if anybody wants to buy tickets or attend any of those shows, then how do you go about doing that?
We're going to post the information on the blog.
Okay.
This weekend. So you can find all the information to all three events on the blog starting tomorrow.
And all of the models are already selected for that?
Yes.
Okay. And tell us again, what is your official website?
It is biggirlsunited.com.
And you're on Facebook and Twitter as well?
Yes, we are.
And it would just be Big Girls United at Twitter /Big Girls United and Facebook /Big Girls United, or should we look specifically for your name?
You can look specifically for Tasha Hill or Jeannie Ferguson on Facebook, but the Twitter, the information you just gave was correct.
All right, and any parting words you want to say? We have to give a shout-out to your sister. We're going to have to get her on the show to talk about her modeling career.
Yes.
I know she's doing big things in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So are you planning to travel with the clothing line anytime soon, or Is
We're
it all?
To. I would love to come out to L.A. I have maybe some potential buyers out in L.A., so hopefully within the next couple of months we'll be in L.A.
And if there's like a boutique owner listening, how do they go about getting your clothing in their store?
Well, the best way to contact us is to check out the website, and then you can shoot us an email and let us know that you're interested, and we will contact you within the next 48 hours.
Okay, but you're interested in getting in boutiques and in fashion shows. You're just interested in getting as much exposure for the line
as possible.
Possible,
yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, even if you have individual sales and you just want to buy a dress and you're a customer, please go to the website and check it out. We also have some sales going on.
Oh, tell us about the sales.
Well, we have some sales. Like I said, it starts at $99, so we have some dresses. That yellow Neffy dress would be $99 because it's the color from last year. So
okay.
We have about a couple of dresses and some skirts, special price, and it's all under like $115. So that's the sale we have going on right now.
And how long is that sale going on for?
Probably until May.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good deal. So I know it's a recession, and everybody's looking for some deals right now.
They are, and Shanice, you can get your yellow dress if you like now. She's $99.
Okay, I'm going to have to make sure my size is still there.
It is.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. Like I said, I love your clothing. It was very stylish and body conscious, and I just love what you are. You all are doing at Big Girls United.
Thanks, Shanice. Thanks for having me on the show.
And it was a painless interview, right? Because I know you were kind of nervous.
I was kind of nervous. I was. It was fun, very fun.
It was good. Well, thanks again for being on the show.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And again, that was Big Girls United. Check out their website at www.biggirlsunited.com. And like she said, there's some sales going on right now, so definitely get some good prices on the cute clothes. Now, up next is one of our contributors for the evening, Miss Amy from Madison Plus, to give us the latest scoop. Hi,
hello.
Amy.
Hi,
how are you?
Oh, I'm fabulous, thank you. Happy to be here tonight.
Good. Well, let us know what's the latest in the industry right now.
Well, we can't ignore the Oscars.
Right.
The big night last night, and there are a lot of fabulous fashions coming down the red carpet. And my absolute favorite of the night was kind of off the beaten path. It was Sandy Powell. She was an Oscar winner for costume design for The Young Victoria, and I just loved her dress. It was just so exciting to see some fabulous personal style on the red carpet, and the print was beautiful with a great feather brooch. It was just really exciting for me to see because, you know, all the time the red carpet, a lot of the dresses can start looking cookie cutter,
mm-hmm.
and it was just great to see someone address their personal style and just rock it. But, of course, one of my favorite things also was Gabby Sidibe in the Marchesa dress,
mm-hmm.
which was... It was great to see such a high-end designer design something for her, and I hope that's just some more of the things to come. It's just very exciting.
Right.
Did you have a favorite from last night?
Well, I loved Queen Latifah. She looked really great, and she's been on a lot of the best dress lists. Because I was watching Oprah today, and she was on the like one of the top five from the award show.
Well, she looked, the soft pink looked fabulous on her, and it was great to see her shape being perfectly flattered. It was just a fabulous choice. Also, very happy to see that as well.
And we can't forget Monique.
Oh, no, we cannot. She did look good. I liked her Golden Globes dress better, but everyone in Precious, I guess, was wearing blue, and they all... looks fabulous in it. I saw like Oprah, Gabby, her.
Did they do that on purpose?
I don't know, but it works. I guess you can tell who was with what movie very easily. So it was nice to see, especially with all the fabulous dresses. It just was it's like eye candy.
Right.
Some other fabulous things that are going on are just, you know, I'm here in New York, and today was the first lovely day where I could take out my spring jacket. And so, of course, that makes me think of spring trends and what's going on. And my favorite spring trend right now is bad girl florals. It's mm-hmm. like the mix of the hard and soft with the flower dresses, with leather cuffs and motorcycle jackets and cute shooties. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love this look, and I highly recommend every girl out there to grab a floral dress for the spring. They will not regret it. It's a really key item.
Okay, so look out for the florals for the new season.
Of course, yes, definitely. That and nautical, too, which is a great basic pieces to get into your wardrobe, you know, the blue, the striped top tees, and the, like, crested blazers. Those mm-hmm. are absolutely key. And, you know, they pull together an outfit so easily, just having the right blazer with some jeans. It goes a long way.
Okay.
Yeah, and then another big fun thing is Gibri launched their spring line, which looks gorgeous. She has some cute, like Mad Men-inspired outfits, which you can see on Madison Plus.
Okay.
She has, they're definitely worth the check out and shop her.
I saw on your
items.
Website you had the pictures up, and they were like pretty flowers shooting everywhere, like petals.
Oh, it was gorgeous, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a real cute photo shoot they did for the new collection.
Yeah, it's great to see. She's pushing the envelope, and she's really bringing that editorial spin into her shoots, which is very exciting. I think everyone appreciates it.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for the latest scoop in the industry. And I know
to find it out
every day, we just log into your blog, right?
Of course. Check out MadisonPlus.com. We have new things going up every day. And also, if there's anything that you want me to address when I speak to you next, you can send me an email at info@MadisonPlus.com, and I'll be sure to incorporate it next time we talk.
Well, thank you so much, Amy.
Thank you, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
So that was Amy giving us the latest scoop in the industry. Make sure you check out her blog at MadisonPlus.com. And our next guest for the evening is Lauren Cohen. Lauren was born and raised in the suburbs of Chicago. Her appreciation for the arts spawned as a young girl, and she credits her creative mind, interests, and abilities to her artistic upbringing. She moved to Nancy, France, where she worked as an English professor and backpacked through Europe. After the economy first forced her to change career paths, Lauren decided to venture down a whole new path and started modeling. Her hard work and determination has led her representation in 9 different countries as a plus-size model, and her portfolio continues to grow. Let's welcome Lauren to the show.
Hello, good evening.
Hi, how are you doing, Lauren?
I am doing great. How
now,
are you?
Now, did I pronounce your last name correctly? Is it Cohen?
It's Koenig.
Oh, I was way off.
No worries. I get all different types of pronunciations throughout the year, so it's completely fine. No worries.
Now, what led you to pursue a career as a plus-size model?
Well, I'm going to make a very long story short, but in the fall of 2008, I basically overtrained, working out 3 times a day, and ended up busting a couple discs in my neck and pulling a couple ribs. And I went to my chiropractor, said, "What is going on? I can't do this anymore. I eat like a rabbit anyways. Something's happening."
Mm-hmm.
And he did some blood work on me and basically realized that, you know, some of my organs and basically my, you know, my overall health was just ridiculous. It was just, I was not in good shape, and I thought I was such a healthy person.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, I ended up finding out that I had, you know, a significant amount of food allergies, and I took away all those food allergens out of my system, and I went about 60 days without having them at all, and I ended up losing a whole bunch of weight and not feeling so swollen anymore. And for once in my life, I wasn't putting on 5 to 10 pounds in a, you know, 2 or 3 day period. Mm-hmm. And I finally just became a normal size 12. And my lovely grandmother kind of cornered me one day and was like, Lauren, you need to start modeling, and I really think you can do it. And, you know, after being laid off a couple times, I figured, why not? And lo and behold, you know, a year later, this is where I'm at, and I love it, and I continue to keep moving forward in the industry.
Well, what was your highest weight before you found out the medical reason you were not able to lose weight?
I fluctuated anywhere from, like, 160 to 195.
So what dress size was that?
Probably, like, 14, 16.
Oh, okay, so you weren't really big, big, big.
No, but I never even wore dresses. I was just like, you know, it's just something that really frustrated me because I'm such a determined person and I felt like such a failure, you know, over and over again, overtraining, and I knew something was wrong with me.
And how did that affect your body image of yourself?
Oh, my goodness. I absolutely hated myself all through high school and college because I just, no matter what I did, you know, I just would fluctuate weight so significantly. I used to swim in high school and college, and my coaches would be like, Lauren, you need to lose 5 pounds by Friday. And I'm like, 5 pounds? Are you serious? That's hilarious.
Would the other girls have to do that?
No. It was typically just me. I was always a big boned or muscular girl, but I knew something inside of me was wrong. I mean, I always knew by the end of the day, I always felt a little bit more swollen and something a little bit, you know, there was something a little bit different. And after I went through, you know, the whole detoxification program and cleaning up my system and staying away from my allergens, like, I'm just not swollen anymore. And I'm just, my body is a size 12. Like, I have only fluctuated 2 or 3 pounds for the first time in my entire life this past year. And I'm like, you know, a solid weight, and I don't, my body just isn't changing anymore. And it's really nice because I've always known who I was on the inside. It just, my outside kept changing. I just, you know, didn't know who I was looking at in the mirror every day. It was just really rough.
And so now that you're a plus-size model and you're in front of the camera and doing photo shoots and you have the allergies under control, have you regained your confidence?
You know, it's weird because I never had it in the on the outside, so it's kind of like something that I just found. There's no regaining. I just found it. You know, I've always known who I was on the inside, and I finally found my confidence on the outside. And being, you know, a plus-size model is just something that has just opened up so many doors for me. And I've been able to talk to so many people about it and just understanding your body and listening to yourself because I knew something was wrong. And,
right.
You know.
And it took you a long time to figure it out.
About 15 years, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Now, with you as a model, you are located in Chicago.
Yes.
So do you work a lot locally in Chicago, or do you have to travel for the majority of your work?
It really depends. I mean, I'm still really new in the industry, to be honest. You know, I do a lot of stuff in Chicago, but, you know, like, I'm on my way to Miami tomorrow for some work, for some on-camera work. And, you know, I still have yet to find really any, I think, solid representation in Chicago and New York, and that's why I'm heading up to New York the first week in April. I have some agency interviews in person with them. So I'm really crossing my fingers and hoping that someone will, you know, pick me up in New York because that's where I would like to move, you know, this summer, move up there and really work because I have the flexibility and the schedule. And, yeah, I really, I don't think that I've even began what I really want, you know, came here to do. So
now you said you're looking for, you know, representation in certain markets, but you currently have 9 agencies. So are those 9 agencies constantly working you?
Not constantly. Like I said, this has all really taken place in like 6 months. So the winter was kind of slow. And, you know, I really have managed to make a lot of mileage in the last, you know, 6 months. But my international agencies, you know, they're always, you know, submitting me for things and calling me and keeping me updated. But, you know, it is hard, you know, to, you know, I think my portfolio needs to be a little bit stronger to be flown down to South Africa or Australia and things like that. And, you know, the winter months are all always really quiet, and I'm noticing things are starting to pick up now. And things are starting to happen for me. And, you know, like I said, those are a lot of those are direct bookings. And I've made a lot of, I think, progress and room overseas. It's just I need to really focus on my, you know, a market here. And Chicago, I think, is a really small market.
What kind of jobs are there in Chicago?
You know, you have, you know, you have your Kohl's and your Bon-Ton and Lane Bryant and things like that. But
okay.
I think Chicago, to me, for plus size, is a little bit small, and I'd like to either move out east or west. I think that, you know, I can make a little bit more of a stink up there. You know, I think I can, you know, make a little bit more of an impact.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think I have something big to do. You know,
Yeah, you definitely have some beautiful pictures on your website.
Thank you very much.
And you obviously have the art of submitting to an agency down to a science. Because like I said, you have 9 agencies. So what advice can you give to women listening that are trying to get started in modeling and trying to get signed by an agency? What's your advice to submitting to agencies?
Well, I have 3 things that I've learned because I'm an extremely proactive person. And I make things happen. And I'm going to do this. And basically... in my book, 3 no's equals a no.
Okay.
Okay? Like, when you hear no the first time, just brush it off.
Okay.
And understand why they said no or someone said no. But 3 no's equals a no in my book.
So when they tell you no the first time, do you ask for advice or why?
Of course.
Okay.
You know, how can I strengthen my portfolio? What are you looking for in this time? Would it be okay if I resubmitted? Would you mind, you know, evaluating my portfolio and letting me know what you're looking for? But you also have to look at who's on their board, who's your competition. You know, I mean, you don't want, you know, to be submitted to, you know, or work with an agency that has 9 other blonde-haired, blue-eyed girls if that's your stats.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's just more competition, and you want to stand out.
Mm-hmm.
I also, my other piece of advice is personality has so much to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can make those connections and if you can be in front of someone, it's 99.9% of it is personality.
Mm-hmm.
Professionalism is such a big deal, and that's why I love my industry because I had corporate experience. You know, I have corporate experience.
Okay.
And you're selling yourself.
So you can use that to this market.
Yeah. I mean, you are the product. If you're not a good salesperson, then maybe you should think about selling something else.
So with that, like, you keep the contacts so that you network, and even if something doesn't come out, you stay in touch, that type
Completely.
Of thing.
Handwritten thank yous can go a really long way nowadays.
So you think that's still better than email when email is so popular now?
Oh, of course, of course. I mean, email is easy and convenient to actually go and buy a postage stamp and write, you know, something. Handwritten thank yous go a long way. I mean, they really do. I mean, think about how much you smile when you get letters or mail or a card.
And you think that'll increase your chances of getting signed by an agency by doing those little things?
Not that specific reason, but things such as that.
Okay.
You know, like understanding the little things, making it personable, making, you know, giving yourself a personality, making yourself memorable, making sure your handshake is nice and firm. Because all you have are pictures. You are being judged on the outside.
Right.
And if you can make it known and get your personality in the door somehow, picking up the phone and respecting them in the correct way, spending that money and calling, you know, it's not going to harm you.
So to those international agencies, have you actually flown out to see them in person, or that's all through mail and email?
Mail, email, and Skype.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We like Skype. It's a great, great piece of technology that I think everyone needs to have because, you know, that really can make a big difference, especially when you're speaking with an agency. And
what do you do on Skype? Tell me how this process goes because this is the first time I've heard this.
Well, Skype, you can sit there and have a lovely conversation, introduce yourself. They really can see your mannerisms and, you know, how you hold your head up and present yourself. And, you know, sometimes, you know, they'll even ask you, like, just do a little bit of a walk sometime, which I think is hilarious. You know, it's not
really?
They're really not going to totally judge you on that. But it's always nice to build a relationship. I mean, these are your bookers. Your booker is very important. And if you don't have a booker that doesn't believe in you, you're not going to get any work. And, you know, you can do as much as you want on the side, which is always good because, you know, you can always get leads and do things like that for yourself. you know, you're presenting yourself, you're in the public eye, so you still want to, you know, be out there and, you know, you're still, you're representing your agency as well,
right,
as yourself.
Right.
So, but no, Skype is a great thing. I mean, especially, you know, when you're really trying to get your foot in the door with other agencies.
So is that something that you suggest, or is that just a new thing agencies are doing now?
Well, that's something I suggest.
Oh, okay.
It's something that I suggest, yeah. I mean,
no,
I would hear the wilder way. Pardon?
I say you're smart.
Well, you know, that's what how you get ahead in this industry. You got to be different. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, but personable. Yeah.
Well, now you're telling everybody, so everybody's
I know, right?
Gonna do it.
You have to be memorable, and you have to love yourself first. And then you have to be memorable to other people. They can't forget you. You know, it's just like any, you know, modeling is not anything different than being in acting or journalism or reporting or singing. It's the arts.
Right,
you know, you
right.
need to be different and known. So,
now, you said there were still markets that you're trying to get representation in, and one of them was New York. And
yes.
Was it another one, or is it basically New York?
I'd like to do some changes in Chicago. I'd rather not say at the moment, but I'd like to make some changes happen in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
But my biggest goal is to get representation with a few of the agencies that I have, you know, in mind. That's my
mm-hmm.
biggest goal, and I think that's where the work's at. And, you know, I remember I was listening to Whitney's interview a couple weeks ago, and she said that, you know, she thought New York was the place to be.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? And she thought, and now she realizes it's L.A.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's one of the two. And I know Chicago is a lot of commercial work, but
mm-hmm.
for a plus-size woman, I really think that, you know, I need to leave Chicago. And I've outgrown it mentally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I'm just done with Chicago. I've grown up here. I used to live in France. I'm a very, to me, the world is very small.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I need some change and to really advance my career. I'm ready for it, and I'm excited, and I'm a hardworking woman, and I really like what I do because I really want to, you know, not only just be a face, but I want to be able to speak to other young women
mm-hmm.
about body image and food allergies and our health and, you know, just that inner strength that so many of us don't have.
Right.
If I didn't have the inner strength, there's no way I'd be able to accept who I was on the outside.
Exactly.
It doesn't reverse.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, do you have anything coming up we can be on the lookout for? I know one thing, you're currently on the cover of the Daily Venus Diva.
Mm-hmm. That was really exciting. That was very exciting because I've been a fan of that for months. And I, you know, ever since I started modeling, I was always like, oh, I'd love to do that. I'd love to be on the cover of Pop Plus magazine. That's something that's one of my future goals because I just love what that magazine does and how they represent women. I just think it's so beautiful.
Definitely.
But
no, you have been in Plus Model Magazine before, right?
Yeah, I did an editorial for them in, I think it was the September issue.
Okay.
And that was a lot of fun. As of right now, just my big trip to New York and, you know, beginning of April, I will be heading to Miami tomorrow, and I'm doing some shooting down there I'm actually just doing some more updating my card,
mm-hmm.
and I'm working on a DVD project for the allergy company that I'm working for. So there'll be a series of 25 five-minute videos on YouTube and on their website to promote, you know, their tests and things
like
that.
So now are you like a spokesperson for
kind of,
this food advocate?
Yeah, because I'm a patient as well, and I've had such success, and it's changed my life. And, you know, I really like representing the company because, you know, it's something new that people need to start being a little bit more aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And I like talking about it because, you know, I felt, like I said, a failure, and I just had a really rough adolescence because I didn't know what was wrong with me. And
mm-hmm.
had I not been persistent and had I not taken my life into my own hands, I would have never found out.
Right.
Because I communicated with many people, and lo and behold, I was right. You know, I know who I am, and something was off.
Right.
And I'd
right.
like to spread that word a little bit more to other people. So.
Now, tell us your official website, and if anybody's listening and wants to get in contact with you, let us know how to do so.
Well, I definitely love email, and I love handwritten cards. No, I'm just kidding. my official website is www.lakoenig, that's K-O-E-N-I-G.com, and anyone can email me at lakoenig@gmail.com. And if you'd like to Skype me and say hello, L.A. Koenig.
Nah, I don't know if you should have said that. You might
no,
get
it's
some
okay.
creepy.
It's really okay. I can block you. If I don't like you.
You're going to get some creepy men.
I'm a strong woman, okay?
Okay.
No worries.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show, and I'm wishing you much success with your career. You seem like you're on the ball and ready to take charge of the industry.
No, I definitely am. I'm very ready and willing, and I love what I do. So I really appreciate you inviting me to speak with you tonight. And you know, hopefully you're enjoying the nice weather now in L.A. because we're all cold here in Chicago, and I'm leaving tomorrow. So,
well, you're going to want warmer weather in Miami, right?
Yes. Well, let's pray. If it rains, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. Thank you, Shanice.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Ciao. Bye.
And make sure you check her out, beautiful young lady, and she is on the cover of Daily Venus Diva right now. And last but definitely not least is Denise Bess, realizing a need for events that celebrate women of all sizes, but especially plus-size women. Denise Bess launched Blissful Elegant Events in 2005. Blissful Elegance Events is an event planning company which hosts its own signature events as well as helping other small businesses plan theirs. With Blissful Elegant Events, Ms. Bess is able to use her extraordinary talents to plan and host elegant and empowering events that bring attention to a segment of society whose voices have been silent for too long. Blissful Elegance offers a variety of service, seminars, panel discussions, fashion shows, mix and mingle events, and more. At Blissful Elegant Events, it's more than just coordinating a great event. It's about creating lasting and empowering experiences. From Diva for a Day, Meetings in the Lady Room series, and Victim to Virtuous, the company's mission is to have every woman that attends the events feeling inspired and armed with information that will help them live a more fulfilled life. The goal is to help increase self-love, self-acceptance, and self-assurance within a community that is traditionally forgotten by society. Let's welcome Denise to the show.
Hey, Shanice, how are you?
Hi. How are you doing this evening?
I am great, and thank you so much for having me.
Well, thanks for being on the show. Now, how did you get your start as an event planner? Did you take classes, or was it something that came naturally to you?
I started by planning little events at my church.
Okay.
And then when I found that I had a knack for it, I took a class online, and I just went from there.
Okay. And so where does the name Blissful Elegance come from? I like the way that rolls off the tongue.
Honestly, I wanted to host elegant events that brought bliss to the women that attended it.
Okay.
So I just put it all together.
Well, it just came to you. There was nothing hard about that title.
Nope.
So you created your company because you felt there was a need for more positive events for plus-size women. Now, today, there are so many plus-size events across the country, but 5 years ago when you started your company, was that not the case?
No. There were events out there, but I was doing things that women of size typically did not attend because we always felt a little out of place that it wasn't for us. Like my signature event, Diva for a Day, the ladies can come in and they get pampered. And a lot of the women that attend my events, this is the first time that they're getting an actual massage.
Mm.
So I'm bringing them things that they wouldn't think to do for themselves.
Mm-hmm. So your things, events are mostly just for women?
Yes.
So do you ever have one that includes men, or are you strictly about empowering women?
I'm all about empowering women, but last year I stepped out on faith and I had my first single mixer, and it was really good. So I think I'm going to have a few more of those.
Now, are your events only in New York, or do you ever travel?
Right now they're only in New York, but I'm in talks with a young lady out in Tennessee,
okay.
And we're planning to take it out there.
Okay, sounds good. I know Tennessee probably doesn't get too many events out there. Well, I shouldn't say that. They might. So you have a few signature events under your belt, so I want to go through each one, and you tell me what it's about and tell me a little bit about each of the events. So tell us about Diva for a Day and what happens at Diva for a Day.
Diva for a Day is a day of just pampering. You first come in, you will be served breakfast. We have many seminars, image consulting, makeup application. Last year we had a personal trainer there. We also had someone from Booty Parlor. We had a registered nurse. And it usually ends with a fashion show. 2 years ago,
wow.
BGU, a matter of fact, hosted our fashion show, so it was great.
So the women that attend the event get to be in the fashion show too, or it's a separate models in the fashion
show? No, it's separate models for the fashion show. And also our massages and hand massages were donated by Exceptional Spa. Yeah, Exceptional Spa.
Okay, so you just go there and get pampered and enjoy the clothing and just get pampered and entertained.
Yep, and you just network and meet other women. And I think it's a great event because you meet other women that look like you,
mm-hmm.
and you're able just to sit back and relax.
Okay, that sounds cool. Now tell us about Victim to Virtuous.
Oh, that's Victim to Victorious.
Sorry.
That's okay. That started 2 years ago. Between me and three other small business owners,
mm-hmm.
and that was from Belle Noir, Divas
mm-hmm.
in the City, and My Life, My Soul. We came together to host events to raise money for domestic violence awareness. The
okay.
first year, we put on a production of the Pocketbook Monologues, and we will mm-hmm. be doing that again this year.
Okay. So that is an event that raises money for domestic
mm-hmm.
violence every year, or is it changes up?
No, that particular event is just for domestic violence. But every event that I have, a dollar from every ticket sold goes to a different charity.
Okay. Now, you also have meetings in the ladies' room series.
Yes.
Now, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, that started last year. The first one was called Flashing Lights and Lip Gloss. And
mm-hmm.
the ladies came in and they got their makeup professionally done as well as a professional photo shoot. And they got to keep their pictures.
Mm-hmm.
The second one was called Let's Talk About Sex, where we had sex experts there for people to ask questions and sell products and just to, you know, have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one, which we're doing on April 17th, is called Health, Wealth, and Self. And this brunch, we will have women from different areas coming in to speak to the attendees about ways to improve their life. We
okay.
have someone coming in, Tiffany Denise. She will be speaking about holistic health.
Mm-hmm.
Diane Williams, she is a personal trainer, so she will be speaking about weight loss and exercise.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Michelle Narasant. She is our spiritual advisor, and she will be speaking to us about, you know, how to bring spirituality into your life where that can help you with your health as well. LaShonda Jones will be the host for that event. And I believe I have one more. And we also have Gabrielle Ruin, and she is a self-defense instructor. And she will show us different ways to help keep ourselves safe as we are going through our everyday lives.
Okay, so what meeting in the ladies' room is the umbrella which all of these different events fall under.
Yes.
Okay, and so this one is coming up is in April, next month.
April 17th, yes.
And so if anyone is interested in buying tickets, how do you do so?
What they can do is I have it listed on Facebook. But they can also visit the website and sign up there, and they will get an email with all the information. And the website that they can go to is www.mitlr.info, or they can visit me at my home website, which is www.blissfulelegance.net.
And tell us about your model search that you're having.
Okay. Well, this year I'm celebrating my 5th-year anniversary. So I'm looking for 3 women that represent what Blissful Elegance represents.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be generous, fabulous, and beautiful.
Okay.
So what they have to do, that will start on the 10th. They will send me an essay and a picture.
Mm-hmm.
I will check it out with my 3 other judges, and we will choose who we feel best represents Blissful Elegance. After
so you're
that,
looking like for a spokesperson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It will be 3 different women, because if you look at my logo, I have 3 different women that represent Blissful Elegance.
Oh, okay. And so what do they win? Do they win prizes?
Well, they will be featured in Venus Diva magazine.
Oh, okay.
And they will also receive a prize with a $100 value.
All right. Well, that sounds like a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you currently taking submissions, or how can someone apply?
Submissions will start for that on the 10th of March, and all that information will be released on Facebook.
Okay, so you're giving us the sneak peek before the public.
Yes.
All right. So anything else coming up we can be on the lookout for? I know you have the model search coming up and the Diva Who Brunch series. Anything
mm-hmm.
else, or are those the 2 main things going on right now?
You know, the biggest thing this year will be my 5th-year anniversary party, which will take place in December.
Okay.
And we have Ann Tripp, who is a news correspondent on WBLS. She will be hosting the event.
Okay, sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
And so tell us your website again, where we can find out the information about all of the things we talked about.
That would be www.blissfulelegance.net. And there's a link there that you can click on, and it's in the know. And you give me your name and your email address, and you will get emails from me listing all my upcoming events with special discounts.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show. I'm going to have to get out to New York for one of your events one day.
I hope you do.
And thanks again for being on the show. Much success with all of your events coming up.
Thank you so much for asking me. Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. And thank you to all of our fabulous guests this evening. Tune in next time, and we'll have more Plus Industry professionals with stories to not only inspire you, but to keep you connected. If you're interested in advertising on our show, being a guest, or have comments, email us at guests@plusmodelmagazine.com. And if you haven't already, don't forget to join the Plus Model Radio fan page on Facebook at facebook.com/plusmodelradio. And for more information about the show, visit our new website at plusmodelradio.com. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting Plus Model Radio. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed. When it comes to the things that I say and the words that I choose.